I'm going to kind of say it again now, so sorry for the repetition for those who've been here for both. I'm switching things up a little bit. Oftentimes we start with those like fun, upbeat songs, right? But God's been telling me that we need to do a little heart preparation before we get into that time of praise, of really choosing to step into his presence, reflecting on who he is, his sovereignty, his holiness. So that's going to be the direction that we're taking in worship this morning. We're starting with, I exalt thee. So may that be our prayer this morning, that he would be exalted above all else. He is above all. He is sovereign. He is good. No matter what you're carrying on your shoulders today, bringing in, we all have something. He is above that. He is good, and he loves you, and he is there with you through it. So let's exalt him together.
For the
precious Heavenly Father God, we enter into your presence this morning, humbly, Lord, before you, exalting you, Lord Jesus, lifting you up, because you are holy, you are sovereign, you are worthy of our praise. No matter where we are in life in these moments, Jesus, you are above all, and you are good. How amazing that we can trust in a God who is good, who is just, and who is sovereign. So, Lord, we lay it all before you this morning. Everything that we've been carrying, Lord Jesus, we lay it at your feet, and we choose to exalt you above anything else, because there is nothing else in this world that comes even close to deserving of the praise that you deserve, Lord Jesus. So we lift your name up this morning together, Lord, as your children, because we love you. Amen.
Fail me now, you're waiting.
now to be lifting up praises to our amazing God in a personal way. Like, spend a moment even just listening, reflecting on who you know God to be, how he's revealed himself to you through his word, through your life, through his spirit. So let's take these moments together. God, you are our loving Father who walks with us through everything, Lord.
You're just a thing like Jesus. When I need you, you're there. You're comforting. Rejoice with me.
Yes, Lord, you are above all. You are good. You are our Abba Father. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we can turn to you in our time of need, which is all the time. We need you every hour, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are.
Mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and promise.
are so deserving of our praise and of our glory, Lord. Reflecting, Jesus, upon what you did on that cross for us, what you have saved us from, all the souls who would come to the Father are restored. What incredible hope we have in you, Jesus. And Lord, we know that the work isn't finished on this earth. In our lives, for those who have accepted you, it is finished. But Lord, there are still more souls to come to you, Jesus. And so this joy and this gladness that we get from the truth of your gospel, Jesus, may that send us forward, Lord, to carry this truth out into the world, Jesus, that you may be glorified. May we praise your name in so clearly in everything we do that people couldn't help but to see you in our lives, in our actions, in our words, Jesus, that we couldn't help but to speak of you everywhere we go. So that one day, Lord, the promise that you have, that your word would be taken to the ends of the earth, Lord Jesus, would come. And Lord, we thank you that we get to be a part of that. God, you don't need us, but you invite us in, you welcome us in. By your grace, Lord, by your love. And so we thank you, God, and we praise you, for you are so good. All right, so now we're doing our upbeat tempo, faster tempo song. So really reflecting on all of the things that we have been praising Jesus for this morning and channeling that into our praise. Let these not be empty words that we're singing, but from deep within our souls, our spirits, our bodies, the truth of who Jesus is. Let's praise him.
The song of the forgiven.
tremble, they can't drown out a single word of his, right?
And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they've just heard. Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they've just heard. Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns.
Yes, we can clap for him because he reigns. He is more powerful than the darkness. He is sovereign over everything. Amen.
Good morning. Well, it's time for the children from kindergarten through sixth grade to be dismissed for children's church.